about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is kind of scary. There was a dating app used on smartphones. I guess it was called Scout, S-K-O-U-T. I never heard of it until now. Has been forced to close down to younger users after a third child was raped by a man pretending to be a teenager. They say the latest case involving the app called Scout concerns a 21-year-old man from Waukesha, Wisconsin, who was facing charges that he met a 13-year-old boy who he then sexually assaulted. I guess users of the program can search for people nearby and then chat to them through a built-in messaging service. I guess Scout has 10 million users, has grown rapidly. I have never heard of it. Have you all? I mean, I know there's this new one, Badu. I know there's something called Clout. Everyone's trying to be the next Facebook. You notice that, you know? Our cyber world is growing quicker then we know how to control it. And this is just another symptom of a huge problem. All right, so apparently, I guess, let me see, 13 to 17-year-olds were able to come on this. It catered to a younger audience. But there's been reports that a 15-year-old girl was raped in Ohio by a 37-year-old man. Another case, a 24-year-old Christopher Bradley Nutt was arrested for raping a 12-year-old girl. What is happening? Are these people meeting up? Is that what's happening? So I guess you swap messages. You could give virtual gifts. You could send pictures. I'm just trying to figure out what happens after that. I mean, do you then say, oh, I guess there's a site, not on Clout, that allows children to design virtual hotels. Are you kidding me? Virtual hotels? Hobo Hotel is designed for children as young as 13, but many are being put at risk by pedophiles, they say, who are using the site to contact their victims. Oh, that's crazy. Know what your kids are doing. You know, even with my kids, they aren't on Facebook. I mean, I know in a matter of a year or two, they're going to probably have a problem with me not, I mean, they have accounts. I just don't really, you know. I don't really see them. They don't seem to have an interest in it yet, so they're not on it. But they know that I get their password, and I'm going to see everything. And if they want privacy, well, then they could have a diary. But I have boys. Boys don't care about diaries. But when it comes to Facebook, when it comes to social networking, no. Your teenager doesn't need to have a private account. You are their parent. You are responsible for them. And pedophiles, people are... Or there are people that they have nothing better to do than to sit there and go after vulnerable kids. You know, we were talking about this Eaton Potts boy who was abducted in the 70s and killed. And then we were talking about the little Hasidic Orthodox Jewish boy in New York where they convinced their parents, both of them, very, very similar cases, in that they said, you know, please, Mom, let me go to school. I've done this a million times. I'm okay. And mom and dad let the child go to the bus or go to school by themselves. And in both cases, the child was abducted and killed. And, when we hear these cases, we're absolutely horrified. But for those of us that understand, you know, what the, murderer or the pedophile is doing, these people, they sit and watch. They will watch you and your family go about your daily routine. All right? You have no idea they're watching you, and they will wait. They may wait months. They may wait years. Many of them fixate on their victims, and they just fixate. And because I know people think, really, really, is somebody going to really sit there and watch our family? Won't they get bored? No. Remember, you're dealing with psychos. Anybody that would abduct a kid and kill him is a psycho. So don't think they're going to use any sort of logic, right? What a normal human being would think, these people don't. And so they're watching you walk the boy to the bus stop. They're watching you, you know, take your daughter to, and then they wait. They go, okay, well, maybe in the third grade, mom will let, little Mary go by herself. And they wait and wait until it happens. And it's frightening. That's why I always mix it up a little bit if you can. You know, I always tell my, my teenagers to go, when you're walking to school or walking to work, maybe mix it up a little bit, go a different route. But because you just don't know. Well, the same thing is happening, except now easier and on a grander scale on these social networks. Right? People, they, somebody pretend, they come up with a Facebook picture. They may even pretend to be somebody you know. Right? Or they pretend to be a new friend. Right? They usually, they'll come up with a picture of, let's say, a 10-year-old girl, even though they're a 37-year-old woman or a 37-year-old man. Right? And they'll know, they're pretty gifted at, I don't want to say gifted in a good term, but they're pretty sly and savvy on what to do. And then, hey, 3-6 months later, hey, let's meet up. All right? People never really, dig into, maybe some police officers will try to get that history, but many people, I wish they would reveal to us when these people that abduct children and murder them or these pedophiles or sexual, attackers, if they would tell us how long were these people scouting and stalking. And I wouldn't be surprised if many of them were 6 months to a year. And I think if the general population was aware of that, then I think they'd probably be a little bit more prepared. So absolutely, if you have a child, right, that has a smartphone, has access to a computer, you get their passwords. If they refuse to give you the password, they're grounded from the computer and they're grounded from their smartphone. You need to protect them. Remember, they're going to hate you anyway. Teenagers hate their parents and they hate their grandparents. All right? That's what happens. Don't think they'll like you more if you let them be stalked. All right? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We are live, so call in with your questions, your comments, anything you want to talk about. We talk about it all on the show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, it is toll-free. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan. All right, so this is interesting. They say there's a seaweed supplement that may aid weight loss. Seaweed. I know. Seaweed-based fiber supplement taken daily before meals helped people lose weight. All right. They say more than one-fifth of people dropped out because they couldn't tolerate the supplement's taste, texture, and side effects. They say researchers have explored the potential of seaweed as an appetite suppressant, but most products have not panned out. And many seaweed-based supplements, I guess, are slimy and cause bloating, have a fishy taste. They say this new supplement is less unpleasant, but still room for improvement. I know, how many of you go swimming and then you get seaweed and algae in your mouth? It stinks. The supplement is based on a seaweed extract, alginate, a thickening agent, and a common ingredient in foods like soup and jellies. It's also increasingly used by the weight loss industry, marketed as an appetite suppressant. You know, I got to tell you, this is something, why can't they figure it out? You know, I mean, it amazes me what they can do with stem cells, what they can do with cancer. But still, they have not come up with a safe appetite suppressant. You know? It's interesting. It is. It's packaged in powder form and mixed with liquid, will make a thick gel in your stomach, therefore mimicking the effect of a large meal. This is making me nauseous. They say the gel is really like a pudding that will last in the stomach for hours, gradually degrading and disappearing. Oh, I hope it's safe. I guess they looked at 96 healthy people but obese, age 20 to 55. One group was given packets of the gel supplement containing 15 grams of fiber. The other got a seaweed-free placebo drink. Oh, lucky them. Neither the researchers nor the participants knew who was receiving. That's called a double blind. Double blind is where the patients don't know what they're taking and the researchers don't know. So there could be no bias. It's called double blind study. In terms of calories, flavor, and appearance, the placebo and treatment drink were identical. For 3 months, I guess the study participants drank the supplements dissolved in 2 cups of water 30 minutes before each meal. They were told to cut back on calories. By the end of the trial, 16 people had dropped out of the study, including 10 out of the 48 of the seaweed group. Okay, how much did they lose here? Among people who stuck with it, those on the seaweed supplement lost 15 pounds, 11 pounds in the placebo group. See, that's not a big enough. You know, but I gotta tell you, placebo works. If somebody told me that I was drinking something that was gonna help me lose weight, I bet my appetite would go down. I bet a lot of ours would. I gotta tell you, placebo is really powerful. They really need to bottle up placebo, right? If you look at all these studies, you know, headache treatments and erectile dysfunction, etc. And, they always say, placebo found a 20% improvement. Placebo shouldn't be that expensive if it's really nothing and inert, right? So, I mean, not all placebos are inert, you know. Some placebos could be, something. But why don't they just do that? I bet many of our illnesses will be cured by placebo. I'm sure Obamacare would love that one. All right, what else do we have? We got some interesting stuff here. Let me see. My computer crashed, so unfortunately, I lost most of the stories that I had all ready to go. All right, this is interesting. A 10-year-old girl gets a brand new vein, a pretty large vessel grown from her own stem cells. Swedish doctors are really excited about this one. She had poor blood flow between her intestines and liver. Now, what they did is rather than do just a simple vein transplant, which could be rejected, they took a vein from a dead man, stripped its cells, bathed the skeleton of the vein. I know you don't use that word skeleton, but, I don't know how they completely cleared it of cells. But anyway, they apparently, you know, were able to probably strip the intimal lining, et cetera, bathed it in the girl's stem cells, and then they were able to implant this in her without her rejecting it. Now, you know, stem cells have been, just exploding in terms of its progression in research. Remember, they made a synthetic windpipe, coated it with the patient's stem cells and was able to transplant it. So apparently this girl had a blockage in a major vessel linking the intestines and the liver. Obviously it could cause internal bleeding, death, etc. And usually you have to do artificial grafts to bypass or you have to pull another vein out of her, etc. But in this particular case, they were able to use a donor vein, kind of clean it up, in a washing machine with repeated cycles of enzymes and detergents to break down and wash away the donor cells. It leaves a scaffold. You bathe it in stem cells from the 10-year-old girl's bone marrow. You take it from her bone marrow, etc. End product is a vein made from the girl's own cells. Very cool. Very cool. It had good blood flow rates. She's happy. She's better. She didn't have to have, because remember, whenever you take, let's say, a donor vein, like many of you that have had bypass surgery, they take the vein from the leg, etc. And, you know, then you have issues with the donor site as well. This seemed to be fairly easy. Not that a bone marrow biopsy is a piece of cake. I don't know how many of you have had a bone marrow biopsy. That's pretty painful. But still, less complications. And I got to tell you, this whole, you know, this whole idea of stem cells and, you know, growing your own pieces of body and organs, I think is cool. Now, in more news today, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. They say there's a blindness breakthrough. A scientist turned stem cells into tissues that allow humans to see. They were able to form an optic cup. This is way cool. They say human-derived stem cells can spontaneously form the tissue that develops into the part of the eye, which allows us to see. Senior study Dr. Yoshiki Sasai of the Riken Center for Developmental Biology in Japan said this is an important milestone for the new generation of regenerative medicine. Okay, what did they do? During development, the light-sensitive retina forms a structure known as the optic cup. In the new study, they were able to encourage this structure to emerge from stem cells derived from human embryos. Of course, the cells are controversial, as creating them requires the destruction of a human embryo. Yeah, yeah. But these cells were able to form the correct 3D shape and two layers of the optic cup. And I guess, now, who's the person? What did they do? No, I think they just formed the optic cup. Okay, they haven't been able to actually try this in a person. Now, again, you know, we need to not use stem cells from human embryos if we can. I mean, it'd be nice to use it from the person. But we've talked about stem cells and storage of stem cells. You know, sometimes we can't collect stem cells from certain people. Many times the best forms of stem cells we get is from the baby's umbilical cord blood. My kids were too old to they were born before they had that technology where they could harvest stem cells for the umbilical cord blood. Of course, those are some of the purest cells that you could use for stem cells. Store a tooth will store teeth and some of the stem cells in the pulp that we get from extracted baby teeth. Like with this 10-year-old girl, they were able to take stem cells and harvest them from her bone marrow. Now, we talked about in the first hour where they were able to acquire stem cells from a 17-day-old corpse. They were skeletal muscle cells. I mean, you know, remember, we want the cells that could turn into anything. But in this particular case, they were able to. Don't ask how they were able to survive after 17 days in a body that was dead, but they did. They called them, quote unquote, miracle cells. So they are doing some phenomenal things. And in lightning speed, this research has been progressing. So I'm pretty excited by what we see. I'm extremely excited. So hopefully, hopefully they'll continue at this speed. And we'll see what happens. All right. When we come back, we got a lot to talk about. We got a woman who's just walking around, and her purse had just a couple stray bullets in there, and I guess it exploded and wounded her leg. We'll talk about that. We're also going to talk about this Miss USA pageant and the rigging. We're going to be talking about, this is really cool, this Spider-Man military suit. I got to talk about that. I'm really excited about that. And a cold virus that may actually help fight cancer. A lot of interesting stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again. With up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally, freeze dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLIE, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Jerry Lewis should hopefully be getting out of the hospital sometime soon this evening. Jerry Lewis had collapsed yesterday. He was scheduled to receive an award at the Friars Club Entertainment Icon Awards and present another to Tom Cruise when he collapsed. He was taken to the hospital. From what we were told, it was hypoglycemia. He wasn't eating, and his sugar levels dropped. That's what they're telling us. But they say he should be released from the hospital. And, okay, Jerry Lewis is 86 years old. All right. Lance Armstrong is back in the news. Apparently, from what I understand, he is facing new doping charges by, I believe it's the USDAA. I apologize. My computer crashed again. In the middle of this is the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency. And from what I understand, this could actually strip him if this investigation is reopened and he is found guilty. It could strip him of his Tour de France titles. From what I understand, he also cannot compete temporarily while this investigation is going on. Now, Lance Armstrong, didn't they just earlier this year drop the latest investigation? But from what we understand, in the 15-page charging letter obtained by the Washington Post, the USADA, the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, outlined new allegations against Armstrong, saying it collected blood samples from him in 2009 and 2010 that were fully consistent with blood manipulation using EPO use and or blood transfusions. They say a doctor was involved, trainer, etc. And they said he actually helped other challengers as well. Lance Armstrong, when he won the Tour de France, what, at least seven times, also was able to battle testicular cancer successfully. Thus far, they say Armstrong has never tested positive for drugs. Of course, he vehemently denied the charges, but it's happening again, where they are, I guess it was a two-year investigation that just ended in February. And so, well, it'll be interesting to see what happens there. All right, now, boy, so much controversy going on. All right, so now a second Miss USA contestant, right, is coming forward. I really haven't been watching this whole USA thing. I stopped watching Miss USA when I was never offered to be a contestant. I'm like, why do, you know, if nobody wants me, right, I never tried out, right, I never competed, but, you know, it would be nice if someone go, oh, Dr. Dahlia. Well, anyway, I guess what's been happening, and this explains why I've never been offered to compete, is because I guess there's claims that the Miss USA contest is rigged. I guess Miss Pennsylvania's Sheena Monin claimed that Miss Florida had seen a list of the five finalists before the show had even begun. And Miss Florida was upset because she realized she wasn't a part of it. Miss Florida later says, no, not true. Donald Trump says this is ridiculous and he's going to sue Monin. But now another contestant had come forward to say, nah, Miss Florida was really flustered and upset. Okay, and I know some of you are like, really, who cares? But this is, it's kind of to me makes sense. You know, one of my Facebook, buddies had said they thought it was very odd that the camera zoomed in on the finalists before they were even mentioned. So I guess there was a list, from what I understand, that was, I guess, visualized by one of the contestants. One of the contestants was upset. And then, this is such a long article. I don't have the bulleted points. Not that this is the biggest piece of news. But I guess the top five ended up being, Miss Rhode Island, Miss Ohio, Miss Maryland, Miss Nevada, and, oh, Miss Nevada was in the top five? Oh, that's interesting. Okay, so now you have a second contestant saying, yes, Miss Florida was pretty flustered, and, I guess this will be kind of interesting. I mean, you know, I wouldn't be shocked. I've always thought some of these things, I mean, how do you objectively rate these people? You know, I mean, I know they say there's judges, and nothing ever seems to make sense when I watch these shows like American Idol and X Factor. I mean, come on, X Factor. We have Britney Spears now being the judge, right? These are people that sing, okay? The contestants sing, and we have really Britney Spears. I mean, yeah, I like a couple of her songs, but is she really a singer? I mean, I can understand having Celine Dion. I can understand having Christina Aguilera, somebody who could really, really sing. Barbara Streisand, I get that. But really, so, you know, I always thought many of these things were kind of jokes to begin with. But, you know, I mean, you know, these people that compete and starve themselves and liposuction or do whatever they have to do, they take this stuff seriously. They take it seriously. All right. So another thing we need to take seriously, I guess, are bullets hanging out in our purse. You guys heard about this 56-year-old woman that was walking around Lowe's, right? Shopping out of Lowe's in the Williamsport area. I guess just had a couple bullets in her purse. The gun wasn't with it. So she probably, you know, removed the gun. Some of the ammo was still there. And they think that something must have hit the primer of one of the bullets. The bullet stayed in the purse, but its casing put a hole in the purse, causing a minor leg wound. They say, you know, the primer is a part of the bullet that ignites the main powder charge of the cartridge, making it possible to discharge. The incident occurred about 2 p.m. 56-year-old lady, she didn't seek medical attention until a few hours later because her son said, Mom, please go. It does sound odd, but I guess in August 2010, there was a California court clerk who injured her right leg when she dropped an evidence envelope containing a bullet, and the bullet exploded. Then we talked about this weightlifter, 56-year-old in Modesto, California, claimed he was injured when a dumbbell fell on a .22-caliber bullet in his apartment, hitting him in the shoulder. Oh, well, that's what he claims. But the police never really found evidence to disprove his case. So you got to be careful with the bullets. You know, it's interesting because, my kids really love those bullet necklaces. We were in New York last week for the Talkers Magazine conference, and we went to the Intrepid. And beautiful carrier. Destroyer. And then, of course, you could see the submarine. And so they were selling these Intrepid Bullet necklaces. And, I mean, they look cool. They really, really look cool. You know, but, you know, you wonder, I mean, if these things could explode, I mean, how often does this happen, really? But, maybe, you know, our kids that want to walk around with bullet necklaces, we may want to tell them to, decline, maybe. All right. Let's move on. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right. Humans are hardwired to fear spiders. All right. Even though most spiders are not poisonous, scientists think they know why people are freaked out about spiders. They think the angular-shaped legs, the dark colors, and the fact that they move unpredictably really do. They say people tend to dislike angular shapes and prefer curvy ones, have bad associations with dark colors, and like creatures that we can predict. They say spiders just violate all of those rules, and that's why people are scared. Whereas a butterfly and a ladybug are pretty in colors, spiders are ominous looking. But Dr. Dahlia, what about the red hourglass on the black widow or the violin on the recluse? No, that's not pretty at all. I have to admit, I don't like the unpredictability. I don't like the jumping spiders or the flying spiders. That scares me. But you want to know why I dislike spiders? Because they bite. A ladybug doesn't bite you. A butterfly doesn't bite you. Really, who is paying these researchers? And when will someone pay me? All right, I can tell you why people don't like spiders. It's because spiders bite, okay? It doesn't have to do with the web, the angulating legs, all right? Trust me, little kids that see spiders, little babies, they don't know better. Once mama says stay away from them because they'll bite and eat you, then they're scared. All right, easy, slam dunk. Where's my grant money? Don't go away. We'll be right back, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Only Batteries.com is where to turn for all your battery needs. In stock, fresh, guaranteed, fast shipping, non-rechargeable batteries, rechargeable batteries, battery chargers, custom battery packs, all brand names for all the batteries you use at home, the office, the cottage, and the car. Only Batteries.com. Get 25% off using coupon code 7500. Call right now, 1-800-660-7705, or visit OnlyBatteries.com. OnlyBatteries.com. That's OnlyBatteries.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I really appreciate all of you tuning in. If the Dr. Dahlia Show does not air in your local news talk station, please call the station up, email them, and say, look, bring Dr. Dahlia to this town. And Genesis Communications Network will make it happen. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show. We have Donovan, who is working the dials. Amazing, amazing team tonight. We had a great show. If you missed any part of the show, please go to my website at Dr. Dahlia. There is an on-demand, very hot topic with the study that came out saying children who are reared by same-sex parents, quote-unquote, fare worse. Many of you had emails and calls. We could only play a couple of them. Very hot topic. That was a big discussion, as well as a lot of other medical updates. So if you miss any of the show, you can do that at your leisure. The on-demand plays the last 3 hours. And then, of course, you could always get archives and podcasts from shows yesterday and beyond. All right, so what's going on? They say here now 10,000 germ species live in and on healthy people. Species or species? You could say species or species. Very difficult with a lip. When I have a lip, it's species. Beepies. Anyway, they say they live on your skin, up your nose, in your gut, in your tushy. You got bacteria, fungi, and other microbes that collected together could weigh a few pounds. Scientists have mapped just which critters they say normally live in or on us, all right, and finding that there's at least more than 10,000 species of microbes. Now, remember, they're saying 10,000 species. That's not saying 10,000. That's saying 10,000 different types, all right? All right, now, remember, many of these organisms are symbiotic. We need them. We need the bacteria to do certain things that they do. They help fight other microbes that could be attacking us. Remember, God is, don't doubt the Lord, okay? I mean, when he made us, he knew what he was doing, all right? Nature knows what it's doing, all right? And there's many protective mechanisms that we have on the human body, and the bacteria is this, all right? But, you know, the fact that there's so many different types is kind of interesting. So they say nearly everybody harbors low levels of some harmful types of bacteria, right, that may cause infections, but when the person is healthy, most of the time, these things just quietly coexist, right, with the benign, helpful microbes. And sometimes you need to be exposed to some of these bacteria so that your body can build up an immunity. You know, I'm a huge fan of stay-home moms, huge fan. You know, I always felt guilty that I had to put my kids in daycare because I had to work. And, you know, I've always talked about, you know, with my patients and on my show, et cetera, how, you know, yes, the child is probably in a safer and healthier environment, obviously, more loving environment in the home. But I have to tell you, when that kid that's, you know, I guess has been home up until kindergarten, goes to school, right, for the first time, walks into a kindergarten class, right, and is around multiple kids, if they really didn't, you know, hobnob with a lot of other kids, right, during their early childhood, many times when they get sick, it's a doozy. You know, I have many parents that at the 2-3-year-old mark, they'll say, all right, I'm going to put my kid in daycare. And the first week, the kid gets sick. It seems to happen so often. A parent's like, oh, my gosh, I can't do it because they get sick. Well, they probably will, all right? Because if they've been hanging out with the same kids and the same siblings and maybe the same set of friends, all of a sudden they're in a new environment, they're probably going to get a cold. They're probably going to get sick. Now, you don't want your child to get sick, but that's also nature's way of the child becoming stronger and building up an immune system. Now, you don't want your kid exposed to pneumonia. You don't want your kid exposed to hepatitis or meningitis. But sometimes these coughs and colds that these kids get are just par for the course, you know? I mean, when things go around school, you know, yeah, you want to keep your kid away from it. I don't blame you. I don't like for example, with chickenpox, you know, we were discussing the issue where moms were selling licked lollipops. Remember this? Remember that, which is a felony of their child that had chickenpox, and people were buying food items, pacifiers, used lollipops that had chickenpox on it so they could give their kids chickenpox. These are parents that, you know, were concerned with vaccination. I'm very fortunate my kids got chickenpox a natural way. I'm for vaccines. My kids have been vaccinated. But, you know, when it comes to chickenpox, I can understand why some parents, you know, kind of want the old-fashioned form of vaccination. You know, then you know your kid got it and hopefully is protected and won't get, you know, chickenpox when they're older. But, you know, since many children are vaccinated, there's not a lot of chickenpox virus out there. So you have a lot of desperate families that do not want to give their child the vaccine, that want to get their child chickenpox, having trouble finding the chickenpox. I mean, remember, kids always had chickenpox in the 70s and 80s, et cetera. Now you never hear about it because these kids have been vaccinated. So moms that want natural chickenpox are hunting for it. And what you do, what the parents do, is they, when they do hear of somebody that has it, everybody comes over, all the kids play, and parents will sometimes go to, you know, the degree of the lengths of having the children drink from each other's cups, etc. I mean, they want their kids to get a dose. We in the medical community do not advise it. We discourage it. We don't want children inoculated if they don't have to be. Even though as a mom, I do understand, you know, why these moms do that. I understand it. You know, cause, you know, some moms really want the natural immunity. And there's been a little controversy, you know, do the chickenpox vaccines really give you lifelong immunity, or do you need a booster? You know, we're already seeing boosters with the pertussis, but I don't want any parents having their child get regular pertussis just to build up immunity. Pertussis is devastating, you know, no. And yeah, some of these vaccines you may need a booster, but what you could always do is if you're concerned, if your child doesn't have enough immunity, then whenever, let's say your child or your teenager or whatever is getting blood work for another condition, have them throw the titers on there. That's what we did with our kids. One of my children had nosebleeds, and the ENT doctor, ear, nose, and throat doctor, wanted to make sure he didn't have a bleeding disorder. So I was like, well, if we're going to draw blood and make him go through that, I might as well make sure he's immune to chickenpox. And it looks like, you know, knock on wood, when he did receive the chickenpox, it was enough for him to build antibodies. There's plenty of his titers were fine. Same thing with my other son. So that's always something you could do. I mean, if your child was vaccinated and you're like, look, I want to make sure they're good, that their titers are high enough. Well, in fact, I had a parent today, brought her daughter in. The daughter had received the hepatitis A vaccine years apart. Now, when you get the hepatitis A vaccine, you need to get it 6 months apart. All right, your hepatitis B, you have to get it at day one, then at 1 month, and then at 6 months. So there's a series, and you want to try to stick to the series to help build up the immunity. So the child, I guess, got a shot in 2004, then she got her second shot in 2009. So mom was like, well, darn, do we restart the series? Some health departments will say restart the series. Sometimes we say, well, we could run blood work. You know, I didn't want to make the kid run blood work, so I left it up to the mom if she wanted to go and revaccinate or whatnot. And mom decided, you know what, we're going to be doing blood work on her to check her cholesterol because the family history of cholesterol, diabetes. We'll run the titers and see if she's immune. So that's always something you could do. Now, many people will say, well, wait a second, I don't want to get chickenpox because I could get shingles. You're right about that. Shingles is the adult form of chickenpox. Your chickenpox decides to, once it infects you as a child, live in a nerve, decides to come out when you're an adult and stressed, which is why we have the shingles vaccine for that. But here's the thing. Primary chickenpox as an adult can be very, very devastating. Chickenpox is mild when it hits you as a kid. It's severe when it hits you as an adult. So I'm a huge fan of the chickenpox vaccine and making sure everybody, by the time they reach adulthood, is immune to the chickenpox. And then as an adult, we're recommending shingles vaccine. Because getting shingles, even though it only affects one side of the body, could be devastating. It could even cause blindness if it hits your eye, depending on where it comes out. So pretty important stuff. We'll talk about this more later. But for those of you that have listened, thank you. Please follow me on Twitter and Facebook. We'll be back tomorrow. God bless.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries, and based on some studies, for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com.